make in the second set to keep the match so close?
I felt like I was a little bit more in the rhythm. I haven't been playing such a good player for a long time, and I was a little bit out of rhythm in the beginning of the match. He was just playing too fast, and I was having a really hard time to handle his pace. But somehow, when we came back on court, I was maybe a little bit more aware of what I was gonna have. And yeah, I felt like also my sensation, and I was feeling a little bit better on court, but he played well whenever it was important, and he didn't give me a lot of room to take the chance.
Does the court speed help your game? I know you play well on grass, it's kind of fast, and this court plays pretty fast. Does that help your game as well?
Yeah, it fit my game maybe a little bit better. It was a pretty lively ball here too. So yeah, I think this conditions in the US during summer is always a good time for me, and I'm trying to get the best of it. But today I just played a player who was too good for me, and yeah, I'm gonna try my chance on the next few tournaments and see what happens.
Ask about something that happened actually in your last match with Tommy at the set point in the first set where there was no call and they used the video review to call the ball out that you would hit on set point. Just what were your thoughts on that whole incident? Because it's pretty unusual to see that happen.
Yeah, it was weird because it was an important point, and the video review was not working at this time. And then when they asked for the image of the ball, even the camera was not in front of the line. The image was pretty bad. And then the chair umpire said that in his opinion the ball was out, so he called it out. Just feels like on different situation, it's a different rule coming out from the chair umpire. Sometimes they say we're gonna keep the call because we don't have the image and we don't have the video review. Sometimes they pretend that they see the ball out, but they're gonna give it out. It just feels like it's different call, different opinion on each ball, and I feel like the rule should be more consistent, so then you're not surprised by any call from the chair umpire.
Do you have faith, I guess, that the current system of technology is working well enough? There's been a few moments, that moment in the Colorado final where it wasn't working for several minutes. Like, what do you think about the sort of current state of the line calling?
Well, honestly, I like it because there's nothing to complain about. I mean, you're not gonna complain about the machine, and of course, sometimes it's gonna be some bad calls, but it's always gonna be less bad calls than when we had the line umpire. So, I've been playing Challenger lately, and there was maybe 10, 15 bad calls in the same match. With this video review, we can have maybe one or two bad calls every 3 matches. So it's always gonna be better, and there's nothing to complain about from the tennis court. Like, even if you feel like the ball was not correct, then you just go on and you play the next point, because I mean, you're not gonna fight against the camera. So I like it, and I think it's a good move from the ATP to get it on every tournament.
Thank you.